Hi, I'm Dr. Joyce Starr, that's Starr with two R's, and you're listening to Rights Radio and rightsradio.com, where your rights have a permanent URL. The stock market has been on an upward trajectory since the end of August, with nary a breather. In good times, the rocket ascent might raise a few eyebrows. In bad times, and in advance of the November elections, it's downright questionable. The market may have hit a high point on October 13th, only time will tell. Yet we know that $70 billion was drawn out of mutual funds in September 2010, further proof that Wall Street no longer needs small investors to push the market higher. We also know that nearly 70% of trading is now done by high-speed computers relying on complex algorithms. Just as U.S. companies no longer need U.S. workers to sustain and increase their profits, Wall Street has freed itself of little guy investors. Market players can force the market higher with a mere touch of a button while pulling out their cash and forcing shorts to cover, which pushes it up even further. We've all seen this picture before. For those who still have their retirement savings in the market, the upward momentum is a big relief for now. But don't get too comfy or grateful. Wall Street players received $144 billion in bonuses for the greatest con in American history, convincing Main Street to bail them out. Now they're playing the market like their own private pinball machine, perhaps even assisted or directed by the highly secretive U.S. government plunge protection team. We'll never know. Wall Street pundits also insist that U.S. corporations are sitting on trillions in cash, just waiting to reinvest in research and jobs. Oh, really? The lure of trillions of dollars has a familiar echo. Pundits insisted that there were trillions of dollars in investor cash waiting on the sidelines only days before the market crash of 2000. Using numbers so large, who can contest it? How does anyone know precisely how much cash is hidden in corporate coffers or how they plan to spend it? Which corporations exactly? While the Wall Street cup runneth over, a portion of the long-term and under-reported unemployed may never work at real jobs again and don't have sufficient resources to start their own businesses or go back to school. 48 million Americans depend on food stamps. The number of homeless in many cities has doubled in the past year, and 1 in 5 Americans are facing foreclosure or are upside down in their mortgages. Yet 72,000 stimulus checks worth $18 million were sent out to dead people. Now think about the $144 billion in Wall Street bailout bonuses and the shibboleth that if talented types didn't get their fat raises, they would exit for another Wall Street firm. Or the $183 billion in our money to save insurance giant AIG. But who is saving one American after another from ruin? Wall Street received billions for pulling off the greatest economic heist in American history, obliterating the wealth of Main Street, with the complicity of two presidents and the U.S. Congress. When President Obama declared on October 12, 2010, that he would not support a moratorium on foreclosures, thus trapping even more homeowners in a downward spiral, Wall Street sent the market even higher. Compare that to Chile's expenditure of $30 million to rescue the miners trapped beneath the earth, $1 million per miner. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera put his presidency on the line, proof that the lives of his citizens mattered more to him than money. Wish it were so here. God bless the President of Chile for reminding us the true leaders protect their people. This is Dr. Joyce Starr. Next week, same time, same place. Bye-bye.